Elephant Country. An African elephant is huge. It's the biggest of all land animals. It's also the most powerful. But when it is very young, it is just like any other baby. It is helpless. Without its mother, baby elephant in the wild will probably die. Not if it's cared for by Danny Sheldon. Though, let us explore Kenya. Let's learn about the woman, this woman and the baby elephant she saves. Kenya is in East Africa. There's a great African plain stretches across much of the country. Tall grass grows everywhere. Clumps of trees are spread. Here and there, all kinds of animals live in the wild place. There are elephants, of course. There are also giraffes, rhinos, hippos, herds of gazelles, impalas, and zebras are there too. The animals' herds move from place to place, looking for food at the distance. Lions stalk the herds. So do leopards. Kenya has several national parks. One, on this land, people are not allowed to hunt. These parks are very large. They can cover thousands of square miles. Kenya can't hire enough park rangers to protect all of the animals, though. It is not working enough. People continue to hunt an elephant. They want the valuable ivory looks like a bow. It can be carved into objects. This object sell for great amounts of money. Some of the adult elephants killed are mothers. This mother often have young babies. Some are too young. The baby elephants may be just a few days old. They are often sick and hungry. Rangers could do nothing for them. Then in 1977, things changed. Namdi Sheldrick began to care for the baby elephants. Namdi Danny grew up in Kenya. She lives in a house in one of the smaller national parks. The park rangers bring her a baby elephant. These babies have no mothers. Her daughter Jill and several trained workers fed the babies. They fed them by bottle until they are ready for solid food. They also care for them. The beast must be watched over night and day. When they are about 2 years old, the young elephants were taken to several Kisamo National Park. This is one of Kenya's biggest parks. For the first few weeks, the young elephants stay inside the fenced area. This helps them become familiar with their new home. All elephants are curious. Elephants already living in Treasure Kisavu may come look at the newcomers. The newcomers and the older elephants soon become comfortable with each other. That is when young ones can leave the fenced area. Sheldrick knows that the older elephants will look after the young ones. Sometimes she and Jill visit Kisavu National Park. When they do, many of the elephants they once cared for them come up to them. They wrap the tusk around Demi and Jill. They squeeze them gently. Demi believes that they are showing their gratitude. She says that the wonderful reward is the only one that she, her daughter, and their many helpers look for.